Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now at Menards, saving money on everything to brighten your home. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Customize your home with dimmable, color-changing lighting that better fits your lifestyle. And control your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of smart home products from Bite Electric today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Leese. Today on a new Cold Case Friday, we discover the strange death and disappearance of Elisa Lam. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at poddex.com and use the promo code Larry21. As always, you can be a part of the show. Send us a voicemail, 682-305-0483, and be featured in an upcoming episode. And now, let's dive right in. The video you might be familiar with, a young woman with shoulder-length black hair, wearing a red hoodie and black cargo shorts. She enters a hotel elevator and inspects the button panel. She starts pressing buttons seemingly at random, but the doors remain open. Something outside the elevator catches her attention. Maybe a voice. Maybe a noise. Her body becomes slightly rigid, nervous, agitated perhaps. She quickly lunges out of the elevator doors, looking down the right side of the hallway just outside of the elevator. Can't really see anything except for some carpet and the wall directly in front of the elevator. She backs into the elevator all the way into the far corner. A few moments pass. She's still standing in the corner, hands in her hoodie pockets. Anyone else think it's weird that the elevator doors haven't closed yet? She moves to stand at the threshold. She hops to the left, jumps backward, and outside of the elevator where she waits, just barely seen on the left side of the screen. She goes back into the elevator and stands in the front of the button panel, continuing to press nearly every single button. The doors stay open. She steps back out into the hallway. For a moment, she waits and begins moving her hands about as if she's speaking with someone. The camera doesn't show anyone else other than her. Looking at her hands, her fingers are splayed, waving around in a slow, dreamy fashion. Is she sleepwalking? Possessed? On drugs? She moves out of the camera shot. After some long seconds, which seems like an eternity, the elevator doors finally close shut. Elisa Lam is gone. Never be seen alive again. Elisa Lam was a Chinese-Canadian student vacationing in downtown L.A. She was 21 years old, with black hair, brown eyes, standing at 5'4", and weighing 115 pounds. She was both fluent in English and Cantonese. In a parent's worst nightmare, she disappeared from the Cecil Hotel where she was staying by herself on January 31st, 2013. Not a word had been seen since. She had checked in with her parents every day until she didn't. Elisa was last seen by hotel employees in the lobby after returning from a trip to the last bookstore to buy souvenirs for her family on her last day in L.A. The police had searched the building from top to bottom twice. The first search lasted a few days, but nothing concrete was found. In the second search of the building, the canine unit had been brought in. Emphasis on every nook and cranny had been searched, even the roof. Police still found nothing. Meanwhile, complaints were being made at the Cecil Hotel. Something was wrong with the pipes. Water was having difficulty coming out of the faucets, being described as a thick, brownish, red sludge. Others, who were still able to use it, described it as having a funny, sweet, disgusting taste. As maintenance worker Santiago Lopez made his way through the guests and tenants who had made the complaints, no cause could be found. He observed that the next logical step would be to go check the water source. Using his access key, he was able to make it out onto the roof. Had he just pushed the door open, an alarm would have sounded that would have rattled the whole hotel. He walked out to the 4 1,000-gallon water cisterns that sat on the edge of the hotel roof. Each cistern lid was 18 inches by 18 inches and was quite heavy. Lopez testified to the fact that one of the first things he saw was that one of the tanks was open. As he gazed down into the water, he saw red. The body of a woman bobbled, lifelessly in the water. A red hoodie floating beside her. Now, let's dive into the autopsy report. The initial autopsy report showed that the cause of death was undetermined. The coroner's office wasn't going to release further information until full toxicology had been completed. This was indicative of the belief that perhaps she was under the influence of drugs at the time of her passing. If so, and we have seen the video, was it her own choosing, or had she been drugged? She was found naked in the water tank with presumably her clothes floating around her. But here's what was noted. A pair of black men's shorts, a large green shirt with an Alexander Keith's India Pale Ale logo, a shirt with a deer logo, her extra small red hooded sweatshirt and black lace trimmed underwear. Anything seem strange here? Upon the external examination, nothing could be found, other than a scar on her knee, not a mark was on her. Same internally, nothing to determine the cause of death. The toxicology report is interesting. Elisa was known to be taking multiple medications to manage her bipolar disorder, but she hadn't taken all of them recently. Could this have thrown her chemically off balance? For those out there who thought she might be on shrooms or LSD, nope. No illicit drugs were found in her system, although they did not test for date rape drugs. I wonder why that is. It was the official opinion of the coroner that Lisa died due to drowning, and the police concluded there was no evidence of foul play. The autopsy report also stated that there does not seem to be an intent to harm herself, which Lisa's sister Sarah would stand behind, saying that her sister had not had any thoughts about suicide. One of the things that Anderson notes is that sometime during a two-day period from June 19th to the 21st, the coroner's report was changed. And now let's dive into causes other than the paranormal. This is what we absolutely know from here. The case goes down the literal rabbit hole, with armchair detectives and online sleuths coming to a plethora of conclusions. While many may associate the paranormal with the Lisa Alam case, John Warden, creator of Brain Scratch, doesn't want you to think that the paranormal had anything to do with it. First, Warden noted that there should be more surveillance footage, not just a singular video of Lisa in one elevator. What about other footage within the hotel? There had to be other cameras streaming that would be able to show her movements from the moment she walked through the front door to the time she was last seen with the elevator. Not only that, the footage we do have was of such low quality that it was almost difficult to truly identify her. Believe it or not, there is definitely more footage out there. But this is the only video that the public has been allowed to see. Keyword being allowed. Second, her cell phone or cell phones were never found. This has only led to even more questions. Did the police ever track her phone down? We don't know for sure. Third, Lisa's Tumblr account was still updating months after her disappearance. the ghost of Elisa at work? No. There's actually a true logical explanation here. There is a setting on Tumblr where you can auto-generate posts. Therefore, this feature was most likely turned on. Conspiracy theorists tell you that because her phone was never located, the killer must have it and be updating her Tumblr account. Following along in other web sleuth's shoes, one man, K-Thing, took it a step further. He flew in from Hong Kong to retrace Elisa's steps at the Cecil Hotel, bringing a camera with him to document the layout of the hotel. At the 14th floor elevators, the last place Elisa was seen alive, he had five questions that he intended to answer. What I'm about to mention, say, is from an excerpt from Gone at Midnight, The Mysterious Death of Elisa Lam by Jake Anderson. So, first question, do the doors of the elevator remain open? Yes, the doors remain open when you push the buttons to other floors. They only close when you press the door close button, or if someone on another floor has pressed the elevator button outside the elevator to signal the elevator to go to their floor. Second, how many buttons and panels are there outside the elevator? There are just two buttons on the outside panel, up and down. Does the hold button work? It does work, and John Lorden later tested to learn that the doors remain open for approximately 2 minutes when it's pressed. What can you see from the inside? Well, on the wall opposite the elevator is a round mirror which allows you to see if anyone is outside the elevator. The placement of this mirror also means Elisa would have been able to see a reflection of herself when she was standing in the hallway. What can you see if you look outside the elevator? There are two blind spots that are impossible to see form the hallway in front of the elevator. When she peeked out of the elevator and into the hallway, she was not able to see the entire corridor in either direction. We could go on all day about the intricacies of the Elisa Lam case, and there's so much more. The focus here is what happened on the roof. Based on the evidence presented through Jake Anderson's journey down the rabbit hole into one of the most bizarre unsolved cases of our time, he believes that it is more likely than not that Elisa was not alone up on the roof the night she died, and that something unexpected happened involving other people. She was not alive before entering the water tank, leading to the fact that someone put her body there. Due to the fact that there were no clear signs of violence, no marks, no bruising, no blood, Anderson also believes that her death, dare we say murder, was not premeditated. However, it is feasible to say that, given that there are various theories of foul play out there, the LAPD may have been following many leads and were unable to gather enough evidence for one reasonable theory to hold enough water. Thus, accidental death. So what do you think about the mysterious death of Elisa Lam? Let me know your thoughts, and we'll featured in an upcoming episode. Leave your comments in the comment section below. Thanks for watching. And if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And as always, please hit that subscribe button. You can also listen to the podcast on Good Pods and all major podcast platforms. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.